After 3 days and three nights. One of the strangest and most ridiculous myths in Christianity is called Good Friday. Why? Because it is so blatantly anti-biblical. Did Jesus die? Yes. And no credentialed, respected historian denies what we read in the accounts of his death found in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Did Jesus remain in the tomb for 3 days and three nights? Yes, but it was not on a Friday. Despite what the Roman Catholic Church claims, and no matter how many ignorant Protestants, Baptists, and other non-denominations teach, Friday was the second morning and evening in which the body of Jesus was in the tomb. Why 3 days and three nights? First and foremost, the requirement for 3 days and three nights is a biblical requirement. Anyone claiming to be the Messiah must fulfill the prophecies of Scripture. That is the way that we know that Jesus is the Messiah. In addition to being born of a virgin, Isaiah 7:14, confer, Genesis 3:15, seed of the woman as her seed, and Matthew 1:23, born in Bethlehem, Micah 5:2, confer, Matthew 2:3-6, and more than 300 specific prophecies found in Psalm 22, Isaiah 53, Isaiah 9:6, etc., there was an exact requirement for how long Jesus was to be in the grave. Jonah pictures Jesus. The historical account of Jonah is attacked by apostates and devils for the very reason that it was a type or shadow of the resurrection of Jesus. There is nothing difficult about having a man swallowed, preserved, and regurgitated by a whale if you believe in God. But the time spent by Jonah in the belly of the whale, and yes, I said whale, pictured the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, so it must be attacked by Satan. Jonah 1:17 KJV. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Jesus confirmed this type or shadow as prophecy for us here. Matthew 12:40 KJV. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. He did not allow for any pretend rabbinical counting of an hour on Friday and an hour or two on Sunday, in addition to a full day and night Saturday at three full days and nights. It's utterly absurd and downright satanic. I remember as a little boy sitting and listening to the Good Friday to Sunday morning claims and just being agitated by how dumb it was. As my public school education undermined God as creator, as I spent all day with no God, no prayer, and the worst sorts of conversation and activities among schoolmates, then my imagination and desires pulled me toward a desire to sin. I would see this Good Friday to Sunday fiction and think that I had good reason to reject it all. Obviously, it was just a fairy tale and not based in reality. But was it? At the age of 19, I became convinced of the resurrection and then repented toward God with faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ for my salvation. A few years later, I did the reading, research, and math and came to the conclusion that Jesus died on a Good Wednesday, a topic for another time, and did, in fact, remain in the grave for 3 days and three nights. Additional reason. As I studied, I wondered why God set the number at three, 3 days and three nights. Why? When I would ask our teachers and Bible students, I would simply get the response that I laid out above. The 3 days and three nights in the tomb was required in order that Jesus would fulfill the type and shadow of Jonah and his own prophecy. But that wasn't my question. My question was, why did God set the number at three? Why didn't he have Jonah in the whale for an hour, a day and night, and another hour or so? Why not 4 days? Why not 1 day? Why three? And for years, I just let sleeping dogs lie. But then it hit me. Lazarus also was raised after 3 days and three nights on the fourth day. John 11:39 KJV. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said that he let Lazarus die in order to demonstrate his deity and power, that his followers might believe. John 11:5-6, KJV. Now Jesus loved Martha, and her sister, and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Why is he delaying? John 11:14-15, KJV. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Jesus is not going to arrive at the tomb of Lazarus until after 3 days and 3 nights, and I have come to the conclusion it was only with 72 hours plus that the death of Jesus could be beyond dispute, and thus his resurrection have been considered bona fide. 3 days and 3 nights, an ancient standard. Now, of course, the scripture is enough for me, and I was convinced at that point that the example of Lazarus and the prophetic type and shadow of Jonah being confirmed by the prophecy of Jesus, which he fulfilled, by the way, proves the point. But it is interesting to note the extra biblical confirmation that I began finding. For example, one day I was listening to a radio program that I had never heard before and cannot tell you whether it was a local or national program. I have no idea who was speaking. I had just turned on a Christian radio station and heard a man say that the 3 days and nights was an ancient standard for establishing death. Honestly, it wasn't until I got home that it hit me how important that was. And from that point on, I began looking for any trustworthy references to this practice of watching over the deceased for a number of days in order to ensure the dead was actually dead. What I found was that there were varying practices in the ancient world from one culture to another that were believed to have been developed for the purpose of making sure that the deceased was actually dead. Quote, there were numerous different funerary rites in ancient Rome. One of the more popular rites was to watch over the deceased for 7 days. During this time, the body was washed in hot water each day and oiled down with olive oil. This was probably done to ensure that the body of the deceased was truly dead before burial or cremation. End quote. Now, that was a Roman practice, and it was for 7 days. But this establishes the fact the ancient cultures did set a number of days and would watch over the deceased in order to establish an unquestionable standard of death. So what about the Jews? Quote, in Talmudic times, while the burial was not delayed, graves were watched for a period of 3 days to avoid all possibility of pseudo-death. Sem 8:1. End quote. And there it is. The Talmud is not scripture by any means and is filled with blasphemous and terrible things, but it is also filled with historical information that is useful for understanding past practices and events. In an internet article titled, quote, Jewish belief that the spirit lingers for 3 days, end quote, we are told, quote, the belief that the soul lingers for 3 days after death seems to have emanated from the texts that make up the Kabbalah, notably the Zohar. End quote. Quote, it is Jewish tradition to bury the dead immediately. If it is not possible to have the burial the same day, then it should not be done more than 3 days after death. These laws may be attributed to early rabbinic folklore, in which it was believed that it took the soul 3 days to transition from death to the afterlife. End quote. Conclusion. There is more to be said, but this will provide a very good basis for understanding why a Good Friday crucifixion, or even Good Thursday, as some believe, is absurd. God keeps his word. He never fails, and Jesus is risen. After 3 days and 3 nights. You have been listening to After 3 Days and 3 Nights, written by Pastor Greg Miller, narrated by Frank Entino, For more Bible teaching and articles like this, visit bbfohio.com. Thanks for listening.